Folks, this is a demo of using a combination of stretch markers and dynamic split to take a track that varies in tempo and snapping it to a set tempo throughout. Using a combination of these two things, if things are configured nicely for what you happen to be working with, will save you a great deal of time and frustration, or create different variants of it, depending. But that having been said, onward. I'm using the song Grandma's Hands by Bill Withers, mainly because I used this in a recent demo. So I can kind of just whiz through this. If there's a song you want to see done, let me know, and I may or may not. All right. So, first thing I'm going to do is add it to the track, which is in the clipboard. So it's just a matter of control I. I'm going to sit right there. Now I'm going to cut and four and one. Right. Now, as you can hear. Oh, yeah. Did I mention Blackstreet sampled this? Only blatantly. One, two, three. One, two, three, four. Right. But if we go on into this song a fair bit.
Love that man. Put yourself in Jesus' hands, Grandma's hands.
You know, it was Mother's Day recently, so we've got to cover two generations of moms here, too. So, all right. Pretty wide variant in tempo. Now, the first thing we want to do is tap that tempo out with H. You could select and loop a measure of the song and then Control-Alt-Shift-C to create tempo of the project based on the time selection. But tap tempo is adequate for this.
Love that man.
One, two,
put yourself in Jesus' hands, Grandma's hands.
All right, good.
Metronome.
But if we turn the metronome on, we'll hear that it's horribly off.
Love that man. Put yourself in Jesus' hands, Grandma.
Wow, it's almost an eighth note off. That's kind of amusing. All right. And that is a contributing factor as to why the song starts out much slower. Now remember, we're relying on the computer to make this really tight. So we're going to rely on me adding the stretch markers manually to help it along a little bit. So to do that, selecting the item, I'm going to put a stretch marker with Control-M at the very beginning, so that we have sort of an established spot that we can stretch things from. If we don't, it slides stuff off by the amount that the stretch marker moves it. So it shifts the beginning of your item over without varying its tempo. But we want to keep the thing on beat 1%, 0%, whatever. So we start with the stretch marker at the beginning. Gonna set my grid to whole note, Control Shift 1. Now, you can tell right there it's over a beat and a half off. That's no good. Except it's about to be, because with my grid set to whole notes, Alt-Shift-I.
Set selection in.
Now it's slightly better. Yeah, and then it breaks pretty good. Good enough for this. Moving on.
She'd say, Billy, don't you run so fast.
Now at that point we're off again.
Fall on a piece of glass. Billy, don't you run so fast. Grandma.
Alright, there's Grandma's hands right there. One, Alt Shift I. Now if we look at this section.
Billy, don't you run so fast. Might fall on a piece of glass. Might be snakes there in that bread.
So that's pretty tight. All right, moving on.
Grandma,
We're already a beat off again. So, whole note.
If I get
the... And another one right there. At the very end, maybe. That quarter note. All right, now, that's not great, but good enough. If we go a few measures back.
Grandma's pain, boy, they really came in a handy, she'd say, Matty, don't you whip.
Now, that's fine. It's like, like a 16th triplet or an 8th triplet or something like that off. One little more stretch marker might fix it, but I conveniently, for sake of this demo, don't care. So we're going to use dynamic split configured specific way in combination with snapping the stretch markers that dynamic split will add to grid. First, I want to make sure that as I tab through here, the transient detection does pick up on most of the things that I would like it to. Now, as you can hear, it's catching on some vocal spikes in the dynamics. But I'm about to configure the dynamic split such that I will get as few of those as possible while keeping the thing pretty tight. So, view menu, dynamic split. We don't want to do anything with the gate.
Reduce
splits.
Limit.
It's going to add 55 additional stretch markers. Why not a ton more? Based on how oversensitive the transient detection was set. Because.
Edit selected 55. Minimum slice length in milliseconds. 1,200.
Minimum slice length in milliseconds. 1,200. So 1.2 seconds. At best to worst, so there's going to be at least 1.2 seconds between stretch markers, and within that window, the stretch marker is going to be placed at the most obvious transient that it finds. I'm going to write the stretch markers, and now I'm going to turn speech off of NVDA and use shift... semicolon and shift apostrophe to kind of buzz through these stretch markers that it's added and see where they are and what they do, deleting the ones that I don't want. Like that one, for example, that's a bit off. So I don't want that there. That one off. Yeah, that's actually all right. Right. Okay. So a fair few more than I had there.
Speech mode beats. Speech mode. Right. 1, 2,
select later. The item again, just out of paranoia's sake. Content. Applications key.
Item soft group take. Item process stretch markers submenu.
Oops. Stop. Set the grid to 8th notes. Just be on the safe side. There we go. Grid set.
Content menu.
Okay, now stretch markers.
Item soft group take. Item stretch markers submenu. Stretch marker after array. Stretch markers in selected items.
Stretch markers in selected items.
Snap
to grid.
Grandma's hand clapped in church on Sunday morning.
Now, that's cool. Let's check the spot that where it was like off. And let's see if without trying, it's fixed it.
Grandma's pain, boy, they really came in a handy, she'd say, Matty, don't you whip that boy, what you wanna spank him for, he didn't drop no apple core, but I don't have grandma anymore, if I get to heaven, I'll look for grandma.
Grandma's Hands by Bill Withers. A snap to tempo. Okay, now that's, you may wonder, how did it grow the other thing back at the beginning? Where did that come from? That's funny. Because the item is the same length, but the stuff in it's changed tempo, so there's this extraneous bit at the end. And it just so happens that if we turn repeat off, that extraneous part is... Now you got that, and then... That. So, we want to delete that. We want to cut the item, paste it on bar 2, grow it back a fair bit to get my 10-4 and in there. And if we're really particular, we, ripple off.
Ripple alt traps. Ripple for trap. Ripple alt traps.
No.
Ripple
off. Trim
one
that.
Item, one 2 bit one item. One 2 bit.
Stretch marker at the very beginning of that. Turn the metronome off for now. Find.
Now knock off. Now knock off. 4-4-50.
And that. Right in the middle of there. Eighth note.
Captain.
Well, that failed. Anyway, I think I know why that failed in the epic way that it did, because I don't think, oh, I know why, because when I trimmed that, I deleted the stretch marker at the beginning. So, you know, draw that out. So apart from the little blunder at the end, I have, though, taken 11 minutes of your time, hopefully, showed you something interesting.
Send button.